This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Rallings. I'm here today from an organisation called London Councils. I thought I'd better start and explain what London Councils is for some of the people here who might not know that. We're a membership organisation, and all 33 local authorities in London pay a subscription fee, and we provide services, and we also have a lobbying and a function that represents them. So what I'm doing today is I've spoken to some of my colleagues in the Heads of Early Years group that we help to facilitate, and I've got a few ideas of a kind of an overview of what we feel as local authorities in London about the inspection and regulation process. These are obviously all based on London Borough views, but I hope that some of them might be reflected elsewhere across the country as well. And I thought I'd start by just actually giving a bit of a picture of how we feel, or how some of my colleagues feel, about inspections and Ofsted inspections in general here. And I'm sure that you can imagine a local authority speaker on Ofsted, I'm going to extol a litany of failures, and it's going to be terrible. And yes, obviously, you can focus in on one or two cases. But actually, I'm pleased to report, if I can find the right thing to press here, pleased to report that actually we have some quite positive experiences of working with Ofsted in London, and particularly those of you who actually been working in the sector since Ofsted took over the inspections about 10 years ago. I mean, I think those of us who were there can remember how chaotic it was, and some of that chaos has gone down, and certainly I've had reports that there's better coordination of inspections between, say, schools and co-located provisions such as children's centres, and there's also a perception that Ofsted are listening more to the views of local authorities and other key stakeholders, including parents. So that's good. So it's improving relationships. However, that's not to say that we don't think there could be some improvements. I've got three improvements that I just wanted to talk about here today. And firstly, I did get the impression that we could do with a bit more of a holistic approach. And that's about using some discretion to look at the provision overall and judge where support's already being offered by the local authority or another voluntary organisation there. And also about where there might be such things as in-borough accreditation. Now, I'm not saying that any findings of Ofsted are not to be taken seriously by settings and local authorities alike. There is no way that any local authority in London that I know would ever want to compromise quality. But what we are saying is that sometimes the Ofsted judgment that comes back, it doesn't actually reflect the esteem and the regard that the local authority, the parents, the community actually holds the setting in. And they can often be marked down for just getting a lower grade in one small areas, sometimes administrative, that can actually affect the grading of the whole setting. And that leads on to my second point, which is to try and reduce the unpredictability of Ofsted judgments. Now, this is a really tricky one, because I think a clear four-point scale for inspections is actually quite important for parents to be able to understand clearly what is good and what is inadequate provision. But the good and the satisfactories categories at the moment, I'm getting the impression they're a little bit too broad, and you're getting vast ranges of differing amounts of quality falling within these two areas. So I don't quite know what the solution is. I don't know if we need to have kind of, you know, good star or satisfactory minus or what have you, but that might be something that we would urge be considered in the forthcoming Ofsted review. The final point was to make sure that we keep developing continuity, and particularly around the co-located provision that I talked about earlier. Now, there have been improvements in this area, but I'm a bit worried. I'm a bit worried because, as you know, there was an education white paper. I'm afraid I haven't updated this presentation because I had to hand it in last week to reflect that it is now an education bill that was published yesterday afternoon. The education bill, as was mentioned by Jean Humphrey earlier on, is going to allow for the provision that schools rated outstanding from routine inspection will then be exempt from further inspection. That's exempt from further inspection. We do not know at the moment, and Jean was saying now, I was hoping she might have a better idea, we don't actually know how that's going to work. And there are particular questions that we need to be asking in the early years. And that could be, what happens about that co-located provision? How is the settings interaction with the school going to be assessed when the inspectors come in? What about nursery classes within a school? Are they going to be inspected anymore, or if the school's outstanding, are they just going to be left? We don't have answers to these questions at the moment, but these are the questions that we need to be asking over the course of this year to find out exactly what is going to happen with the inspection regime. So that was my little brief. You will see, though, that the title of this presentation is actually about incentivising quality at the local level. So I thought I couldn't just stand on a soapbox and talk about this. I needed to tell you a little bit more about what we're doing in the boroughs. So, quality incentives. There are many different ways that local authorities, as the market managers in the area, can try and actually strive and improve the quality in their area. And I've listed a few there. I'm sure these will be familiar to most of the people in the room. There's obviously the support and the advice that early years advisors often are going out to settings and giving. And the fact that the local authority is there to actually take those calls, to actually try and offer that help and support where a setting may have some issues. And there's the training offers that are run, which might be around, say, special educational needs or administrative functions. Many local authorities will encourage their settings to actually join a quality assurance scheme, whether that be national or one that's actually designed locally to fit local needs. These are the kind of the carrot approaches, as I would call them. There's also a couple of sticks. Firstly, there's the free entitlement conditions. Now, we're all well aware of the code of practice and what settings need to be following if they actually sign up to take on free entitlement. But some local authorities will also have additional conditions to meet locally in order to hit that. And they can be quite an important pull to try and improve the quality in an area. Although you do need to be quite careful with that, obviously, because childminder settings could be a little bit put off if there's a bit too much regulation and might wish to pull out the scheme, which, as we know, has happened in some areas. But, of course, what I was going to focus on mainly, and a real big area where we're trying to incentivise quality at the moment, is within the early years single funding formula. So, going back to the guidance that was issued a couple of years ago, I expect David remembers this. This is what it said. Local authorities must use the early years single funding formula to support and promote quality and encourage a culture of continuous improvement in the quality of provision. It was very clear from the outset in developing those formulae that they needed to actually have a quality incentive. And most of the authorities that I know in London have definitely been working towards that as one of the absolutely fundamental key parts of their formula. So how are they going to do this? How have they been doing this? Well, there's varying different approaches, and there's some papers published on some of the pathfinders and what was actually being done. As we know, the earliest single funding formula, about 70 or so, I think it was, local authorities, actually started it running last year. The remaining authorities will need to have it in place for April this year. So the different approaches that might be taken would be to simply provide a quality supplement based on the Ofsted rating, or more commonly, actually using staff qualifications. That could be just looking at whether the setting's got a graduate leader or an early years teacher, or it might be actually looking at the quality and the qualifications of staff across the board. And that can sometimes have an impact on whether or not there needs to be a supplement for the ratios, particularly where you might have a 1 to 13 ratio or a 1 to 8 ratio and needing to actually even that out, possibly through the funding formula. Some local authorities make requiring attendance at training a key part of their early years funding formula, and so that also adds in the issue of making sure that settings are able to get cover, and the local authority will often need to look at that issue as well. Again, we mentioned earlier the local quality assurance schemes, and not to delve too deep into it because it was a massive controversial issue, but obviously there are many local authorities that recognise the quality of provision that is within the nursery schools and wish to make sure that their nursery schools are supported at a level that means that they can be sustainable. So those are different approaches that we know have been taken or have been looked at in London. But what are the difficulties? Well, first of all, Ofsted ratings, staff changes, they can be extremely quick. Maybe not quite so quick if everybody becomes exempt from inspection, but certainly it can be quite difficult to keep track. And this actually leads to really big monitoring and administrative burdens, not just on the local authority, but on the providers themselves. And we all know that it can be very, very difficult when you're trying to run a busy setting to actually keep feeding back information to the local authority. And people do appreciate that. And all this is done in the face of declining early years budgets. And I think we all know that although the word from central government has been that funding will stay the same, the importance of early years, and I think we have won a real victory there, the decisions that local authorities are having to make on the ground are a little bit more tricky, with unring-fenced budgets being shifted around by politicians elsewhere, and it really is going to be a bit of a patchwork once everything starts falling down and we see where the provision has survived and where it hasn't. But that's for a conversation maybe next year. There are obviously as well differences between the maintained sector and the private and voluntary and independent sectors. This was one of the things that actually led to the introduction of the single funding formula in the first place, and they need to be overcome. And there's also a need to improve poorer and smaller settings. So, what's the learning? This is my final slide. Firstly, know your local market. It's very, very important. What makes it tick? And people on the ground will actually know the best way that they can actually incentivise quality at a local level. And that's why we're pleased that local authorities have that. But also, keep it simple. As we said, a funding formula that's a little bit more complex, that actually reflects all these different areas, it might look as though it's fairer in the long run, but actually simplicity is really key. But in fairness and transparency do have to be factored in there as well. And if your settings ain't going to buy it, then it's not going to be a popular initiative to put in place. And finally, local authorities need to make sure that they have support in place so that where they actually have settings that are coming forward and saying, we want to improve our quality, they might be particularly smaller settings with difficulty, the local authority has to be there to make sure that support is provided. I hope they've found that useful and a little bit of an insight into what we do, and particularly hope my colleagues in London authorities think that that's a fair reflection of what we're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, John.